I don't know what you're talking about.
Really?
Nope.
Okay, let me break it down for you.
Break it down.
Okay. I like being on my own. Relationships are messy and people's feelings get hurt. Who needs it? We're young. We live in one of the most beautiful cities in the world. Might as well have fun while we can and save the serious stuff for later.
You're a dude. She's a dude.
Okay, but wait, wait. What happens if you fall in love? What?
Well, you don't believe that, do you?
It's love, it's not Santa Claus.
Hi and welcome to the Unnamed Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Damien.
And this is...
What did you do with my cousin?
Hi and welcome.
Hi and welcome. Oh, wow. Another podcast. And what are we talking about again?
Andrew, you're the host. This is not a good sign. Okay. A bad sign. A moment to remember.
Oh, what right?
The 2014 Korean movie.
제 두 눈을 바라보면서 옛 남자 이름을 부를 때.
영민 씨.
응? 그리고 사랑한다고 말할 때.
사랑해.
Damien, can you please? Yes, it's 2014. Can you please
2004.
Tell us about?
2004?
Oh, 2004?
Yeah.
Well, I got the four part right, okay?
You got three of the four numbers right.
Exactly. That's 75% in Jamaica, that's a pass mark.
You're 10 years off, which is the definitive.
So, Damien, please tell us about this movie that you asked us to
so
watch.
So, last week or whenever it was that we reviewed Phantom Thread. I got it.
By the way, yes. Sorry, before we move on, you mentioned Phantom Thread. I want to say, I just recently bought an Apple TV.
Yes.
I fucking hate it. Right?
Noted.
Not necessarily because of the device itself. Mm-hmm. It probably does as good a job as any.
Mm-hmm. Is it because remote, it doesn't play Phantom Thread well?
No, it's because the remote is the worst. But I'm getting to why Phantom Thread reminded me of it. And it actually does have to do with Phantom Thread. No, I bought it right after I had rented Phantom Thread using my Android device, Shield television. Mm-hmm. And I rented it through Google Play. Google Play Movies, Apple TV does not have a dedicated Google Play Movies app, but what you can do, because it's all linked in the Google world, you can watch it on the YouTube app instead, and I did that. What's interesting is, something I found out, if you do this, if you rent something on the Google Play Movies app, watch it on the YouTube app, it doesn't actually realize that you've watched it. So, I watched that about 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. How it usually works is within 3 days, you can't watch it again. I could still watch it if I wanted to. I find that very strange, and I think that Google should look into that.
I think you should submit a bug report.
Don't do that.
Let Google know that you've gamed the system.
However, given that I said I kind of wanted to watch it a second time, I will probably take advantage of this. Now, Damien, that didn't really have much to do with what you were talking about, but you may now proceed.
Yeah, so we saw the Phantom Thread, and Douglas and I made a very keen observation where we realized that that movie had...
Was it the wrong movie?
Too Little Korea. And I set off on a journey to find a movie that is basically the Phantom Thread, but fully Korean. And that journey led me here. Now, Douglas, I will tell you what the synopsis of the movie was, which will explain to you why I picked this movie.
Mm-hmm.
It says, it started, a typical romance goes awry.
Okay.
When something significant happens.
Mm-hmm.
To whatever her name was.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever his name is forced to adapt. And I went, this sounds exactly like what it was. I want to know what went awry. And I want to see how Koreans adapt. Because I know what that means. Turns out I was wrong. This movie is just a love story. That ends sadly. The lady develops or always had a sickness. So the movie is 1 hour and 40 minutes of them falling in love and being in love. And then with, because this movie is long, with 45 minutes to go, they're like, oh, she's not a klutz, she's sick. And then the movie careens into depression.
And then at I think you got the same version I got, because this movie runs 2 hours, but there's a director's cut that's an extra half an hour.
Oh no.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
How long was mine? I think mine was fairly long.
Yeah, it's 2.5 hours. Right. And then the movie just careens down depression lane. And then right at the very end, they do something that should get you to go, oh, there's like a thing at the end, but it doesn't work, because anybody with any sense knows how this, like, it is not unclear what the ending to this story is because of the nature of her sickness. And
she poops, right?
Right. That's, and pees. End. And yeah, that's, I mean, that's how all sicknesses work. Diarrhea. We're talking about diarrhea.
Yeah.
Right. She develops lifelong diarrhea, and it's very sad. when this movie started, and he was at a train station looking real haggard, I was just like, all right, this movie is foreshadowing the copious murders that he's going to commit in order to be here right now, talking to this madman, asking for a light. And then the movie gets going, and the gentleman, don't know his name, don't care, it's not important.
Carpenter.
Yeah, right. John Carpenter. He is stoic for about half hour, where he doesn't say anything. He has no facial expression. And she falls in love with him because she steals a Coke, drinks, and belches in his face. And you're like, this movie is so dumb. It's so bad. But because the movie is so long, they get the chance, and they, in my opinion, capitalize on the chance to slowly bring you around to these two people who have nothing in common, actually falling in love with each other. And then the movie takes the depressing turn. All of that said, this movie is mediocre at best. Like, this movie ain't great. The guy in the second, because of what he's asked to do in the first half, in the second half, when he is awash with emotion, you appreciate that he actually can act, but the first half of the movie, his face doesn't, like, it is this stone face guy, and it is, at least for me, is off-putting. No one, no matter how macho or tough guy you are, nobody's face does that all day, every day. And at the end, you see him turn around, and he's just a wreck, and you're like, alright, fine. You guys, I guess, over these 2 hours, earned it. Like, I don't think this movie is bad, but this is not what I came to this movie for. And I expect, for a movie that is highly rated and from Korea, I expect better.
There's only one highly rated movie from Korea, right?
Right.
And it's directed by Park Chan-wook.
I just, like, the,
and has ladies and misters.
Yeah. Like, it is sad what happens to her, and you see what he has to deal with, and you see him struggle to like be out of her life because he isn't equipped to deal with her sickness. And you see it tear him apart. But that, like, that is a story that has been told. And the runtime doesn't justify this story. It's too long for the story that they're telling. And the setup takes too long. But because of what they put him through towards the end, you're like, I see where you guys are going, and I appreciate you building this up. Like, utilizing the runtime well, I guess. But the movie on a whole is just one of those movies. It's people that fall in love, one of them gets sick, and we know what happens. Like, put it this way, Deadpool told this same story in the first 15 minutes. And then went on to have a spectacular action movie after that. So, this movie isn't Deadpool, is what else. A worse love story than in Deadpool.
Douglas?
Okay, well, it sounds like the defense has rested. So the prosecution shall prosecute. I would like to present for the jury's consideration Exhibit A.
Yes.
Right?
Speak English.
And for those, thank you, Damien. For those of us actually listening, this is a picture that I sent to the group of a particular moment in time in this film. This woman, I think her name was it Kim?
The woman.
Something?
No one.
The main character, the love interest.
Soojin.
Okay.
Did you say Fujin?
Whatever. Anyway.
Kung Lao?
Anyway.
Liu Kang.
Anyway. She is speaking to her doctor, who is telling her bad news.
Right.
But she's telling her he is telling her in doctor speak.
Right.
And she says, or so the translator tells me.
Yes.
She says, no, hold on. Can you please just speak English? Say it in English. Mm-hmm. And for those of you who don't see what I see in this moment,
you appreciate
please
that translation.
Remember, you understand what they mean in the translation, but please remember, this is a Korean movie. So
from Korea,
where she is speaking Korean. Uh-huh.
Didn't the British own Korea? That's Hong Kong.
Damn it! So I had to stop. That was
the best joke point, for the entire
movie. I laughed so hard. So hard.
The most sad part of the movie, Douglas was busy laughing. The thing we've seen time and time again.
But actually, so there were a bunch of moments like that I loved for one reason or another. So that moment, just fucking ridiculous. But there was another moment much earlier in the movie when they actually meet, where she meets, I think his name is Chu Chuil or something like that. Again, yep. I cannot.
100% correct.
Yeah, 100%.
Uh-huh. Pop chow.
Fry rice. Yeah. But so she meets this guy, and he actually looks a little bit like a vagrant in the very beginning. But she is very forgetful. Mm-hmm. And so she bought a Coke, a can of Coca-Cola, not cocaine. No.
No one refers to cocaine as a Coke.
True. All right. at a store. And she runs out of the store, is about to get into a bus or a train or something like that, and realizes, oh wait, I don't have my Coke.
Or my wallet.
So why don't I go get those things? And she went back to the store and sees this fellow with her Coke. Mm-hmm. Clearly, it's her Coke because it's a homeless guy who has stolen the goddamn Coke from the counter.
Obviously.
And she is so upset, but she deals with it in the most gangster of ways. She just takes it out of his hand. He's already opened it. She drinks what actually looks like only a portion of it. Mm-hmm. But you find out it's all of it. She hands it back to him and burps in his face.
Yep.
And then walks away.
I'm out.
Mic drop. That That was a great moment as well. This movie actually does quite a few things right. The biggest thing it does wrong is the number of minutes on screen that that exist.
Too much.
Way too much. This movie does really well in terms of hitting the key points, right? So if we were to decide to make a DC of this, I think it would be a good movie. Maybe not a movie that you and I would want to watch because this is not clearly not a real Korean movie, right? But I love that that brings Andrew back. This is a fake Korean movie, right? You know what this is? This is North Korean propaganda. That's what this is.
Especially this week with North Korea and South Korea. Those people.
I'm sorry, Andrew. Those people?
Andrew, that's racist.
Andrew, no, Andrew. We taught you better than that.
Speaking of those people, so Fry Rice,
yes,
he was talking about...
Fry Rice was saying some shit.
But yeah, no, this movie is able to hit the emotional notes and the key things that you need to hit for a movie like this. If you were to condense all of those moments, I think this would be pretty good. Movie. Yeah, a much better movie.
Because apparently they agreed because there's a two-hour version
there
of
you
this
go.
Movie.
So you get the great meeting, you get the, as you say, you're able to earn whatever happens in the end because you understand or you essentially get to be with them and see them as they grow and they kind of fall in love and shit. And the disease that she has, have you mentioned that she has Alzheimer's?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so she has Alzheimer's, which sucks because she's not even 30.
She's
27.
Was it? Who cares?
Whatever. And
not 30.
Yeah, not 30. Mm-hmm. The movie then just falls into this depression, which, by the way, is, I think, a high point of this movie.
Yeah.
The way that he's able to just hit you over the head with the hammer of, isn't this fucking sad?
Yeah.
Right? And there are certain...
They do the thing that everyone does where they point a camera at a man's face while he's slowly crying.
Yes.
Which is... guys, that is cheating.
But I did like that it essentially made it a callback to the conversation he had with the doctor, which was good. So there are things to like about this movie. But... and I must say this, I have said it before, I cannot stress enough how much North Korean fake news needs to be stopped. Right? This is not what was advertised. This North Korean fake news propaganda had no revenge in it.
Zero
revenge. Why did Fry Rice not go after memory or
every
disease
doctor
or something and just murder them?
Right. I thought he was going to do that with the guy that he was beating nearly half to death. And you're just like, oh, he's just going to lose his
goddamn
mind.
A good little sidetrack.
I was hoping to come here this week and go, see, Andrew, this is how you make a love story with revenging. But it didn't.
Yep. But without being an idiot, though, this movie, it was okay, but it was way too long.
Yeah.
And it could have been much better. Mm-hmm. And whenever you have those couple of things put together, that just annoys me. Right? Yeah. It's unfortunate.
An hour and a half. And, just trim the fat. Just cut out some of that, like, in between. Like him
and by
standing
the way,
down bored.
Fuck the ending of this movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 100%.
100%.
That final, but you're like, guys, come on. Guys, this will last for 13 seconds. Like, I know what sickness is. Don't give me this ending. Especially not from Korea. Like, if this was Hollywood, then you're like, of course. because people would go in and go, that movie made me cry, and they'd have to fix it. This is Korea, right? Just as miserable as he could humanly be, and have him claw him way back to humanity. Like, he should have faded out from the train station, and you should realize that the entire time he was the vagrant asking for the cigarette, talking to himself.
Actually, for some time, I thought that the vagrant was going to be something special.
Right.
Like, he was going to turn in, as he said, to be either some sort of delusion, or that he was having the delusion, mm-hmm. And or that there was some sort of saintly aspect to, or something like that. Mm-hmm. But that didn't happen.
Just a dude begging a light.
However, he had some great lines.
He had some... Were they great?
You know, memories are a funny thing.
Yeah.
Like how I remember watching you light your cigarette.
Yeah.
And I would like a light as well.
A piece of shit.
That guy had some top quality.
Yeah. This movie.
Fuck with her.
Right, I really wanted more. But Andrew Robinson, you like movies.
I've been told I've been wrong about it, though.
I mean, you've been wrong a lot for a long time. But it's okay. It's okay to be wrong sometimes.
Sometimes, but not all the time, right?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I think Damian's watching basketball. All
right, my apologies.
So, mm-hmm. What's the name of this movie again? A Moment to Remember.
Yes.
I've only seen 50 minutes of this movie. Because for the very first time in probably 2 months, we've recorded on time.
Oh, no. We broke Andrew.
I was like, going to watch it last night, but I got in so late from work that I was like, fuck this shit. And then I spent all of today moving my stuff. Then I watched 50 minutes of this movie. But I have to say, I kind of like the first 50 minutes of this movie.
It's an okay movie.
I don't know what to say about it, guys. So,
Andrew failed his assignment.
Yes, he did.
And
no, I passed him.
And we're very disappointed in your attitude. We would like you to... assert yourself. That's what they used to say. We'd like you to assert yourself.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you tell your underlings at work?
No, listen, I don't tell anybody anything at work. I run them from before me because I don't want to talk to anybody.
I did, however, see a film that I feel this audience, i.e. you and Douglas and Damien, would enjoy.
You and Douglas and Damien.
It really was you, then pause, reset, Douglas and Damon.
Reset, right. So there's, and Douglas and Damon.
You, there's pause, I've never met him.
Yeah.
And reset. Also, I mean, I've heard of reset, but we haven't been.
So I'm going to treat Damien the way he's been treating me and refuse to laugh at his bad jokes. I could be nice and laugh at him, you know, for the sake of making the podcast sound like we're friendly, but I'm not going to laugh at him this time. We're done with our memory movie, right?
A memory movie, yep.
Sure. Yeah.
Finding Dory 3.
A
movie to remember.
A movie to remember. I'll remember at some point.
Uh-huh.
I saw a film from 3 years ago by the name of Survivor, starring Mila Jovovich.
Oh, I never watched this movie. So absolutely not.
This movie is possibly the most 90s movie ever made.
Yeah, you could see that.
I can, like, watching this movie, I can imagine the trailer in which they basically explain that there's a terrorist plot about to happen. And a visa officer has figured it out. And she's going to be murdered. Jesus. And will she survive?
And Pierce Brosnan.
James Bond himself.
And then you have the guy say, she denies entry because she's a visa officer.
Sir, you buried the lead on this movie. One, Dylan McDermott is in this movie. And he's a beacon. Shining Beacon.
Which one is that? Is that American Horror Story?
Garbage movie.
He's an American Horror Story.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
If you see him anywhere near a movie, you should run. Because he is the opposite of Benicio Del Toro. When you see his face, you should go, oh, I've made a terrible mistake. I should be here.
So, Andrew, Damon may have watched this movie. But
no, I have not.
I have not. Will you please tell us the grand story of how much you love this film?
Oh, it's so bad.
This genuine specimen of cinema.
It's so bad. It's a bad movie. It's a bad 90s movie in which a visa officer saves the day and Pierce Brosnan plays the greatest hitman of all time by the name The Watchmaker.
Wow.
Wow. It's bad. It's just horrible.
You know, it's
but
funny.
But you guys love bad movies. So.
We do. And I was about to say that it's funny what we decide is good and bad and what we decide is so bad that it's good, because we're talking about Airborne last podcast, but also let's even relate it to Pierce Brosnan. I'm pretty sure, Damien, you agreed with me on this one, but maybe I'm wrong. So let's talk about this. Do you recall a movie? Yep. Do you recall a movie by the name of The November Man?
Yes.
You watch this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like this movie?
A lot.
So did I, right? But what Andrew's describing is not far off from The November Man.
It was Mila Jovovich in The November Man.
No, but she was in Lilo Dallas Multipass.
Yes.
I will say this was for Dylan survival. Somebody looks into Mila Jovovich's eyes, presenting her with some artwork, and says, I remember you have a feeling for the underworld.
All right.
And then I went, this movie's bad.
All right.
Okay.
Good job. You guys are dumb.
Yup.
All right. Justin, because you guys don't seem to be fully on board with the fact that Dylan McDermott doesn't make anything good. So I will start. I will make this easy for you.
He was in the TV show Private Practice. I can't forget what the name of the show was.
No, it wasn't Boston.
What was the original show? Boston Legal, I think it was a spin-off.
The Practice is the one he was in. Right. And he was also in American Horror Story, which we liked. He was only in two seasons though. And the one season, the first season it was in the full one, and I think he might have been in maybe one episode of the second or third seasons or something like that.
Okay.
I agree with you, Damien. Dylan McDermott is not good.
Okay. So I don't have to go through this frankly horrendous filmography.
On the other hand, he does some work.
You mean his
rap sheet? He gets the work done. I'm pretty sure he's one of those actors that when he reaches to the end, we'll say, how the fuck does someone be in 5,000 movies?
Yeah. No, he's been in TV shows that I have watched. But when it comes to movies, it's just a train wreck. He's just so bad that I cannot. He just doesn't know. He ain't got it, man. I saw that movie Survivors come up from time to time on a plethora of movie platforms. And every single time I've looked at that movie and gone, there's not enough cocaine in the world to get me to watch that. Absolutely not.
Oh, all right. So he has nothing really to do with this movie. However,
If you say Perks of Being a Wallflower, I'm going to punch you in the face.
He is in that movie.
Okay. He was also in a Line of Fire.
I love Perks of Being a Wallflower so much.
He carried that movie. He was in there for... What was he in there again? Clint Eastwood in the Line of Fire. Oh, he was so good being Clint Eastwood in that movie. Nice try, though. I'm not.
He's also in The Douche. Actually, there's an accent, so it's probably the douche.
All right, so Andrew.
Yes.
I've been watching My Hero Academy, and I remember last year, I don't know if I thanked you for bringing me this stupid show, but what's it, 4 episodes into season 3? Think this might be one of my favorite animes of all time.
Holy shit.
For the simple fact that the story moves at such an alarmingly fast pace that I do not have... It feels like they're doing like one of those abridged things, but just in the live... They're just like, listen, these are the bad guys. This is what is happening. And it just goes. And it continues. It is non-stop. And I love it. It doesn't give you time to go, what the fuck are these people talking about? Oh, there's no... Douglas, there's no fluff. There's this anime called My Hero Academy. Right. No, you can't ignore it.
That's why I ignored it. I was wondering why I didn't remember what you were talking about just now.
I love it because I want all of my shows like this. Especially Westworld. I've seen 2 episodes of Westworld, and both those episodes should have been a half hour of one episode.
I've only watched the first episode of
Douglas skipped
so
the second episode because nothing happened. Like, they are setting up things, but it feels like I am wasting time.
That's exactly what it always feels like.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
But now that I've seen...
fucking dragons.
Yeah. No, right. It feels... Except the first season of Dragons was so new that I forgave most of the first season because they clearly had a lot of shit to set up. But Westworld, the thing that they've set up, they set up in the trailer. I know what Westworld is. It's a robot theme park. Now move on. But they spent the whole first season wasting goddamn time. And this season, these first 2 episodes, Douglas, at the end of the second episode, I shut down the computer.
Wait, are we talking about Westworld or Academia?
No,
I'm
talking about Westworld now. At the end of the second episode of Westworld, I was just like, I am going to stop watching this until the season ends. Because if I keep waiting one entire week for all of nothing, I might stop. I might legit stop watching this TV show.
By the way, is there ever going to come a time when Westworld recognizes what it is and just has a whole episode with, in the background of the soundtrack, Will Smith's Wild Wild West? Like, is that ever going to happen?
We don't get to make TV shows. Like, they wouldn't need it for the whole episode. Just like in the middle of a scene, just in the background, like, is that Cisco? But again, there's a reason no one has ever offered for us to do anything with movies. Because we'd make it the best movies for us, but we'd ruin the people's movies. But the reason I brought up Westworld is because it is basically the opposite of what this anime is, where Douglas, I have never, like, I've watched entire movies that don't move at the clip that let me put it, like, at the start of the third season, they're like, you guys, because they're in school, they're like, oh, it's summertime, so we're going on a field trip, right?
By the way, that's another opportunity for a Will Smith song in the soundtrack.
Yes, again, we don't get to make these decisions. And you're like, all right, they're going on a field trip, so they're going to waste.
I have a quick question, Douglas. How much money do you have invested in Will Smith's discography?
A lot.
Yes.
Enough to continue making stupid jokes. Douglas, it starts and they're like, it's summertime, we're going on a trip. 2 minutes later, they're at the destination. Like, they're just like, oh, we're lining up, we're on the bus, we make some small talk, we're at the destination. And you guys are going to start training. And halfway through the episode, they're like, enough of this shit. Let's get in the bad guys. And go. And so within half an episode, they're like, listen, we could have wasted everyone's time. and drawn out this and have them talk to... No one gives a shit. You're here to watch these powerful people fight those powerful people and us to come up with creative ways to make these fights spectacular. They have been making the fight spectacular and you get no time to go. You know what? None of that. It is just action, action. It's just set up and action. It is distilled John Wick in TV
form. I was just about to admit that. Yeah.
Like someone finally went, what if we cut this shit? When they did it in season one, I was just like, holy shit. And Andrew's like, yeah, that is why I tell you to watch this, because there's 13 episodes and you feel like you watch 4 years worth of, I'm like, all right, fine. And then in the second season, you're like, they have to slow it down. But in the second season, they're just like, no, dog. Like, we're pushing this ahead. And at the end of the second season, you're like, holy shit. And then by the final, now in the third season, just no let up whatsoever. I couldn't tell you, like, what they have a lot of characters. They're not developing any of these characters outside of actual fighting. Like, you barely know anything about the hero. And he's already on to his next. Like, it reminds me of Trigon, except Trigon, half of the episode was him talking to people. And then the second half is him wrapping it up. It is just the second half of every Trigon episode. It's like, this is the conflict. This is how we resolve it. And go and go and go. And I am having myself a time. Like, I've rewatched the first two seasons, Andrew. That is how much. Because at one point, I'm like, I don't remember why. And I rewatch it. And the reason I don't remember is because no one ever spoke about it. Like, why is this girl here? And they're like, listen, ignore all of that. Just moves. And it is real good. And Westworld is real bad. So, so bad. And then sports.
I watched something this week. And I think we need to talk about this.
Okay. Black Panther.
Actually, I haven't watched that yet.
Racist.
I would like to.
Would you?
But it's not coming out on proper high definition until I watch it on my television.
In Caribbean high definition.
But seeing as Andrew is forcing me to watch the Avengers, I'm actually thinking about going to the movies to watch Black Panther.
Andrew forcing you to watch the Avengers?
Well, he's telling me I need to talk about it next week.
Or is the entire world forcing you to watch
it? I mean, we cannot talk about the Avengers and we'll just wait 6 months to decide if who won the bet.
All right.
Yeah, we had a bet. All right, cool. I get to watch it. Okay. But all right, So what was I saying? Yeah, so I saw something this week and we need to talk about it.
Yes.
Something showed up on Netflix and for some reason I decided to watch it.
Today comes on Netflix.
Oh, are you talking about John Mulaney?
Yes.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet.
I started watching it already,
but that's not what I was talking about.
Maybe that's what I'll watch after we're done recording.
Yeah.
Instead of finishing the Korean movie.
It's good so far.
Maybe.
But anyway, back up. So it was one of those things where I kind of had a 15 minutes to kill and I said, you know what, let me put on something that I can definitely turn off when it's done, when I need to go. And I did, but I kind of watched it bit by bit, piece by piece, and ended up watching all of Speed Racer.
This is me not being excited right now. Please continue.
Andrew, fuck that movie. Actually, no, that's just a joke. But Damian,
hi.
When was the last time you watched that movie? When it came out?
Around that time.
Do you remember? Tell me, why did you not like that movie? Because I hated that movie as well when I watched it. So yeah. I want to understand. Why did you not like that movie?
It wasn't the right kind of over the top.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
as in the Korean type of over the top?
No, as in the damn it, Damian. Oh, the joke. Oh my god.
There's Stallone. A Stallone joke in there, of course. That is the joke. Yes.
I'm retiring from podcasting.
Yep. I heard it and I thought it was coming.
Yeah,
but,
my brain. I think I might have Alzheimer's.
Actually, I have that movie here somewhere. If you'd like to see
my
it.
My brain moved past the joke. I was already laughing. It's like, damn, man, you did it. You're the best.
Yep.
I tell you, keeps trying to touch down before he catches the ball.
Yep. Yep, like working on my celebration before the ball is thrown. It's like, I did it. I'm the best around. No, all right. The movie, like, I saw. First of all, I didn't like original Speed Racer, so that wasn't helping the situation at all. And
I don't think I ever really watched it. You didn't when I was to. Young. Yeah.
And they, instead of laughing at Speed Racer, which is what that movie should have been, like, they were like, no, Speed Racer is fun, let us emphasize the ridiculous, but that is not what I wanted. I wanted them to point at you and like, look how stupid this
so
is.
Essentially, and you're then, a bad mind at the all right,
and then the assault on my senses with the visuals.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I like me some visuals. It felt like I was having a epileptic episode.
But so, not Korean epileptic, though.
Yeah. It is...
So, fuchsia vomit.
Yeah, yes. This is a lot. Like, a lot. And they got a lot of actors that I love to ham it. Like, John Goodman is... Mwah, he's perfect. But some of the other people... Especially the Speed Racer himself.
Emil Hirsch.
Yeah. He didn't do it for me. And the small children also, like the small child, the smallest one, also not a big fan. But like, I saw where they were going, especially like with the ninjas and the fighting and thing. You're like, you guys know this is ridiculous, but you aren't, like, you're just like, yeah, it's ridiculous. Let me just give you more of the, they're not pointing at it directly. Like, it's not a parody of Speed Racer.
Yeah.
They basically
It's an exaggeration of Speed Racer. Yeah.
And it just, like, they were telling...
But a positive one.
They was telling love stories. And, like, by the end of it, I was just like, whatever, Wachowskis. You guys have taken all of this money and just... And it should have... I mean, should have gave us fair warning for what... they would do for the rest of their days, which is take something anime / sci-fi and then just throw all the CG that they can find at it and hope for the best. And that is what I'm like. None of that movie excited, like, none of it was the thing that I wanted. There's actually a anime movie that came out, which is about fast car, like this impossible race. I don't even remember what
the Red Line,
yeah. And that is what I wanted from Speed Racer. We're just like, listen, these are cars that are impossible, and let us just have the biggest, dumbest, stupidest race. But the story that they told in Red Line was clearly the entire, like, they weren't trying to, like, actually tell any kind of story. Just like, they're big dumb idiots doing big dumb idiot things, and all of this is so stupid, which is what I think they were going for in Speed Racer, but it just didn't land with me. So the entire time, just nothing. I was when they put out Speed Racer, I was peak Wachowskis.
Like, oh, of course, yeah.
I am one
even
of
after
the,
all the Matrix movies, you still the, just remember Matrix 1 was amazing.
But I was never one of the people that went Matrix 2 and 3 were garbage.
Oh, really?
Because...
You liked all of them at the time?
I liked all of them because I didn't pay attention even in Matrix 1, mm-hmm. the story in Matrix 1 is the thing that I didn't give a fuck about.
There.
It was for teenagers and weed-smoking hippies to go, what if this ain't real, man? It's like, I don't give a fuck. Listen to me. They came up with the best excuse to have bullet time. I don't care what story they told. And in the other two, listen, the second one, the CG needed work. Yep. In a lot of them.
Yep.
But those fights are still, like, all of the choreography in of the fighting in those
movies. I can definitely appreciate those other two movies. Still
incredible to look at.
Yeah.
And that third movie had the best one-on-one fight I'd ever seen. To this day,
which
Neo versus Agent Smith, the one-on-one fight, is the closest shit to what Dragon Ball was in my head that I have ever seen. And when there were the squid things coming down through the hole,
mm-hmm.
that action set piece, I don't give a fuck what anyone says.
Mm-hmm.
Watching all those robots shoot all those squid things for what felt like an hour was impressive as all hell.
Mm-hmm.
So people hated the story and the raves and shit. I haven't seen that in years. All I see is the actual Matrix in those movies. And so when they put that out, I was just like, and they put out the Animatrix and all of the, and I was like, yeah, all right.
I was down with the Animatrix.
Let's do this.
Oh boy. Yeah.
And Speed Racer.
So Speed Racer, I don't actually remember exactly why I hated that movie. I remember that I did. And I think that,
you know why you hate that movie.
I think that, on top of everything else, right? On top of the things that I could have pointed to, which were the crazy visuals and stuff, I think that I didn't realize what was happening,
mm-hmm.
right? So I hadn't yet learned of things like For the Ducks. You know? I didn't quite understand how bad a movie needed to be to then become good, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't view this film in that regard. So when I watch this movie, I'm like, but this is not a good movie.
This is ridiculous.
This is ridiculous, right? And so I wrote it off. When I saw it this time, I realized what they were trying to do. And the funny thing is, I still don't really like this movie. I appreciate it a lot more, though, because as you say, I understand what they're trying to do. And in a way, that makes me like it, sort of. That makes me definitely want to like it more. And I feel the urge to actually watch it more and more now, right? Because there are things that I now realize that I like about this movie, right? So you point to the child. I actually really like that guy. I really like that shitty, I am playing with my monkey and, you know, doing make-believe kung fu fighting. Mm-hmm. Like, that was dumb. And yeah. I was okay
with it. The monkey has pajamas of human faces and the child has pajamas of monkey faces.
Yeah, I was fine with that. That was fun.
Yeah, Andrew sold me.
Right?
I apologize for everything I said.
Some of the shenanigans. You pointed to John Goodman. Damian. Oh.
Douglas, he's so good, I wanted to lie down.
Ninjas.
In my head, the only thing, mm-hmm. when I think about that movie, and that's how I know I did not like the movie, all I can picture in my head immediately is just how good John Goodman was.
Yup.
And I was like, oh, right.
Some of the... a lot of the shitty graphics, right? Because I was watching it, and I remember... You know what it was? I could almost see myself in the mirror as I was watching it this time around, as my brow was knitted and it slowly unknitted as I understood what was happening, right? Because I saw some of the visuals, and there's actually a lot of these visuals that are really well, all of it is really well done, but that look really well done, right? Like, look like great CG, and there's a lot of it that does not look good at all. And I remember for like a half a second, I was thinking, but why? I mean, I know this movie is a little bit old, right? At least in terms of CG standards, right? But it shouldn't look this bad. Mm-hmm. And then it clicked a half a second later. It's because that's what they wanted to do. Mm-hmm. Because this is a shitty cartoon. And they've made it into a shitty cartoon. And they've over-exaggerated. And then all of a sudden, I realize this is a bad movie that they want to be good. But I don't know if they quite got there. As you said, if it was more a parody than an exaggeration, if it was them making fun of it rather than them saying, this is what is great about it, let's make it even great, make Speed Racer great again, right? If they had done the parody, that would have been
Racer X for 2020.
There you go. If they had done that parody, it might have been mean, but Damien and I would have enjoyed that because we are mean-spirited men. This version of it is one of those things that kind of lands, but not quite. And then
it didn't go full circle. It was almost there.
And so much so that I want it to be there and I want to watch it again. But I feel like this might be like Phantom Thread, where you know deep down it can't.
Douglas, I just had the worst idea of all time.
Oh no, what's that?
Who is our favorite director right now in the world?
Yes.
If Taika got Speed Racer.
Oh no. Oh no, Damien.
We'd be dead. It ticks all of his sensibilities.
It does. It's
something that is real dumb.
Yes.
That he would take and make even dumber.
Mm-hmm.
And
Damien, this movie could almost work. Can you imagine what he can do with a movie that could almost work versus what he did with two movies that didn't work once?
Dog, he took the vampire genre. I'm not even talking about Saving Thor, because that was peak powers. Like, even before we get to his opus, he took vampires and $13. Three sticks and made one of the like, you watch that, you're just like,
speaking of sticks, there is a poke joke in there that is spectacular.
You saw that movie and you're just like, the man is a wizard, like, who is he doing this? When he got to Hunt,
I thought you didn't like that movie though.
Oh no, I have come fully around. When I watched that again, I see the error of my ways.
Okay.
Hunt for the Wilder People is so good that I, in retrospect, like, had to go and find that movie and go, I need to know now. I need to know if it was me.
Yeah.
Did I not appreciate Taika? Mm-hmm. I did not appreciate
Actually,
Taika.
You see, for you, it's that movie. For me, I now want to go watch Boy and figure out why I didn't like that.
I'm very afraid. Because even you went, well, he probably started off rough. Douglas,
mm-hmm.
Taika would be perfect. Because this movie already, the subject matter doesn't make any sense. So that is in his wheelhouse.
Absolutely. Like,
he's already gone. Like, he's already at the goal line. It's just for us to come and meet him there. It's like, listen, we did it. But please, dear God, do not let that happen. Give him something else to do. I'd love to see a Taika Deadpool movie, though. Like, a lot. To see what him and Ryan Reynolds would, the amount of shenanigans he'd get up to. That is because Ryan Reynolds, you can tell when he's having fun making a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell Green Lantern when this is going to be bad for me. But, yeah. I don't want him to do any more comic book movies. So I know he's probably trapped by Disney now. A store made an absolute mint. But I would prefer if Disney gave him not Star Wars, not comic. I want him to do something where
so you want
that
him
isn't
to do
tied to anything.
Pirate 6.
Don't say things like that. even if anybody could save that.
Actually, knowing him, the name of that movie would be Pirate Sex, and it would be it would be like a parody porn pirates movie. Safely walk to school without a sound. Here we are, no one else. We walk to school all by ourselves. There's dirt on our uniforms from chasing all the ants and worms. We clean up and now it's time to